Welcome to Medieval Historical Fiction. This podcast features an archive of four short medieval historical fiction that are either journal entries or a short story. It is the year of our Lord, 803. I am Sir Rolf Dedrick. I am a knight for my Lord Charlemagne, the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. I oversee a manor in the German kingdom of Bavaria for my Lord Charlemagne. As a knight, I am ready to fight for my Lord Charlemagne. I wear mail and a helmet with a nose guard. I ride on horseback and wield a lance in battle. It is the year of our Lord, 1342. My name is Erhard Griswold. I am a journeyman blacksmith in the city of Hamburg in northern Germany along the coast of the North Sea. I have been working my trade nigh 10 years. I have yet to reach the status of master in my trade. I am still perfecting my crafting of weapons and armor. My broadswords are improving in quality, and I hope to become a master in my trade so I may apprentice young blacksmiths in my shop. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live on my Lord's manor in the Kingdom of Wessex, in southern England. My family have been serfs for my Lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room, thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long, while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with wheat, beans, onions, turnips, and barley. I also help mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance round the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting and playing games, laughing and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. On the coast of Normandy in the year of our Lord, 1205, lived a wealthy man in the city of Agincourt. His name was Jacques Dupuy, and he was the master of the Shoemaker's Guild. Monsieur Dupuy wielded considerable power in his city. As guildmaster, he set prices for all the shoemakers in Agincourt. He and his brethren in the Shoemaker's Guild determined what tools could be used in their trade and the number of hours a shop could be open. It was very important that all shoemakers prosper, so everything must be equal among the shoemakers of Agincourt. This morning, Monsieur Dupuy has learned that another shoemaker is selling his shoes for the price of 2 silver pieces rather than the guild's price of 3 silver pieces. Monsieur Dupuy must go speak to this non-compliant guild member, Monsieur Arnaud. Monsieur Dupuy makes his way along the crowded, dirty Agincourt streets. He hears merchants selling their wares, customers arguing over prices, trying to negotiate a better price. He navigates his way carefully, avoiding a gaggle of geese, as he finds Monsieur Arnaud's shop. After a knock on the shop's door, he is greeted by Madame Arnaud, who is counting coins as her husband works in the back of his shop. she compliments Monsieur Dupuis's new purple silk brocade tunic from the Far East. Monsieur Dupuis is a vain, arrogant man, and enjoys Madame Arnault's compliment. Madame Arnault fetches her husband to speak to Monsieur Dupuis. Monsieur Dupuis firmly tells Monsieur Arnault that he must comply with the guild's prices. He reminds him of the guild's benefits to its members, including caring for their brethren's widows and orphans. Monsieur Arnault has a change of heart and decides to follow the guild's rules. He assures Monsieur Dupuis that he will charge the guild's price of 3 silver pieces from now on. He apologizes for his greed. Monsieur Dupuis accepts his apology and agrees to keep Monsieur Arnault in the Agincourt Shoemakers Guild. Hope you enjoyed listening, and maybe you'll be inspired to write one of your own. Geoffrey Chaucer. Geoffrey Chaucer is thought to be the greatest storyteller of the Middle Ages. The dialect or style of English that he used in his poems and stories became the most popular style among writers of that time. The way Chaucer used the language affects the way we speak and write even today. A poet grows up. Geoffrey Chaucer was born around 1340. He probably grew up like most boys of the Middle Ages, playing in the fields, leaping, dancing, wrestling, and throwing stones. When winter came, he may have played on the frozen ponds and marshes surrounding London. When Chaucer became an adult, he married Philippa, a well-to-do noblewoman. Chaucer soon became a favorite of the royal English court. Kings, queens, and nobles loved his poetry. They paid for his work in coins, food, and clothing. They also gave him a place within the castle to live. Chaucer spent his days riding with the nobles through the forests, hunting, fishing, or falconing. He particularly enjoyed the great feasts given by the nobility. The writer also liked to play chess and a board game called Hazard, in which players raced their game pieces, called pilgrims, to a saint's shrine or tomb. Soon, Chaucer was appointed diplomat, traveling to different regions of Europe to keep peace between the king and his lords. He traveled in great style during these trips, often borrowing large sums of money from the king to meet his costs. In fact, Chaucer was such a big spender that he was often broke. On many occasions, he had to ask his friends to pay the debts that he owed. It is probably from his journeys as a diplomat that Chaucer came up with many of the ideas for his writing. Probably his most famous work was the Canterbury Tales, about a group of pilgrims traveling through England in 1387. The tales depict many different kinds of people, from a wealthy churchwoman to a miller to a knight. These stories are satires, poking fun at people living during this time. Though there are no portraits of Chaucer, we know something about the way he looked from a description he gives of himself in the Canterbury Tales. He is waist well-shaped, fat, and seems elfish by his countenance. Other jobs. Chaucer did earn money for his stories, but it was not enough to pay his debts or live in the style he liked. So for about 12 years, Chaucer was the controller of customs in London. He collected taxes from traders who came to the city. During this time, Chaucer lived in a house right on top of the London city wall. Later, he and his wife moved to Kent. He was elected as a representative to Parliament, a group of people who helped make laws. After Chaucer's wife died in 1387, he rented a house at Westminster Abbey in London. When he died, he was buried in the Abbey garden. Over the years, other poets and writers were buried next to Geoffrey Chaucer. This part of Westminster Abbey eventually came to be known as Poets' Corner. It is now a famous tourist attraction. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my Lord's Manor in the Kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long, while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance around the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my lord's manor in the kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long, while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance around the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my lord's manor in the kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long, while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance around the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my Lord's manor in the kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my Lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole, holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance round the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my Lord's manor in the kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my Lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole, holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance round the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my Lord's manor in the kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my Lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole, holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance round the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day. It is the year of our Lord, 1153. I am Bliss Tate. My mother called me Bliss because she said I was born on a warm, sunny spring morning with the birds singing. She said my cries were the sound of joyous, happy bliss among the spring birds' serenade. I live in my Lord's manor in the Kingdom of Wessex in southern England. My family have been serfs for my Lord and his family for the last 60 years. We live in a one-room thatched hut made of wattle and daub. Wilda the pig likes to snuggle up next to me at night. I don't mind her grunts because she keeps me warm on cold nights. I help my mother with many household duties all day long while my two brothers work with my father in the fields. I weed and tend our gardens. Our garden is growing high with beans, peas, and radishes. I also help Mother with cooking all our meals. Mother and I keep busy spinning thread and weaving cloth to sew into clothes for our family. Our days are very busy, and I fall into my pallet each night and sleep soundly until the roosters crow at dawn the next morning. Today is the holy day of May Day. I'm so excited because we will only work until noon and then celebrate the holy day with the Maypole dance and a feast afterwards. The Maypole dance has the serf children of our manor skipping around the maypole, holding brightly colored ribbons. The pole is a slim tree trunk stripped of its bark with many colorful long ribbons streaming from its peak. I hope to dance with a red ribbon in my hand because red is my favorite color. As we dance round the maypole, flutes and pipes play a lively tune. Afterwards, we will spend the whole afternoon feasting, playing games, laughing, and listening to the wise elders' storytelling. It will be a blissful day.